afternoon and welcome to Fruit of Thy Spirit Radio, here on the Royal Kingdoms Podcast. Today is Wednesday, November the 8th, 2023, and this marks our 63rd episode. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Praise God. Hello and thank you for joining us today. We're here today to bring you a hopeful message from our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. I am Sister Jira, and I join you today in this podcast. We thank you for joining us today in celebration of our 63rd podcast. And we present to you, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. All praise and glory to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach. Our Lord God is mighty, merciful, and patient, and is still waiting for you to return to Him. He is the one and only true Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In Yeshua HaMashiach, all things are possible. Hallelujah! If this is the first time you are listening to us, thank you for listening today. And please consider these messages from our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach as they may help you in your life. We would like to express that we do this podcast out of love for God. We will never ask for a donation because we want the integrity of the Lord's message to always remain pure. We would like to thank our musical support from gospelriver.com, as well as some of the independent artists who have contributed to our program. You can find us on the Royal Kingdom Podcast, right here on Podbean, on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes in LA, and FM Player. Please download and share, and also encourage others to join in listening to these messages. Once again, we thank you for joining us in sharing the good news of the great hope in our living King, Yeshua. Hallelujah. We must never forget that our God reigns. He is alive. He lives. And He is eternal. Glory be to the living God. Today and every day that we are here marks a blessed reminder of why we have the opportunity to seek and find our Lord and Savior, Christ the King, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thanks to gospelriver.com for blow ye the trumpet. Blow. Praise God. Glory be to God. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Help us not to fall into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. If you are so kind, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. The Lord says there, I never knew you. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. As we can see, God wants us to do His will. God wants us to walk in His righteousness and to be righteous. Then we must go after that righteousness, which is God Himself, having come to this earth to die on the cross and rise again for all those who are destined to come to Him before the foundation of the world. Therefore, brothers and sisters, what is this righteousness? Rather, we can mainly say, who is He? It is Him, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no other, and there is no other God. He is all, and He is justice and righteousness from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Lord. And He did justice on the cross, given a new opportunity to come to Him and find in Him salvation. Thank you, Father. So it is to go after this justice that is Elohim. It is to repent before Him. It is to take refuge in Him, to receive Him as Lord and Savior, and to abide in Him, to accept and rejoice highly that He is our Father and we are His children. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to you. If you are so kind, let's read now the verse 15 of Psalm 94. And this is what the Word of God says. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. So, this verse is telling us of several holy works of God. First, the judgment is turned to righteousness. This is the main great holy work that God has done by dying and rising for us. The judgment has resulted in righteousness. As I just commented, this righteousness is a new chance that God has given us. And the next phrase says, and after it will go all the upright in heart. This is another holy work of God that He does in us by moving us to repentance before Him and follow Him, Him who is righteousness itself. You see, it really is the first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God. If you are so kind, let's read on the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 to 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second, like it, is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So it is also necessary that we realize that by doing God's will, we will be strengthened, and in addition to this, God will defeat our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is what we see in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 to 9. Blessings of the promised land. Therefore, you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 17 to 19, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. These are several scriptures that speak of how God defends us when we are abiding in his will and in his covenant. Now, let's look again at the Psalm 94. This time, let's read verses 12 to 15. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked, for the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Thank you, Father. As we see, it is good to be corrected by God. When this happens, we may be sad because we know that our heart has been rebellious and that we have not respected God. But God loves us and sustains us. And if we ask him for forgiveness and rectify with his help, we turn away from sin, we trust in God, we love him, we cry out to him and receive his mercy, looking at him and asking him for it, he will circumcise our heart so that we may live as it says in verse 6 of Deuteronomy chapter 30. That says, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Then in the midst of the affliction, he will give us rest until the pit is dug for the wicked. How good it is to be under the mercy of God. There is no better place to be. So even though there is affliction, we have peace and security in God here in time until the wicked is condemned. And furthermore, we will have peace and security in eternity with God. Hallelujah. For as the next verse tells us, God will not forsake us, but has given us his great salvation of his New Testament. The judgment has been turned to righteousness, and we, the upright in heart, who have looked to righteousness itself, go after it, after our Lord. We follow him, we abide in him, in his covenant. Amen. Glory be to God. So God, through all these scriptures, is asking of us several things. That we enter into repentance by believing in him and abiding in his covenant. That we turn to him with all our heart and with all our soul. That we love him and that we do not turn away from him. that we hear and obey his voice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. How then do we become doers of the law? By converting to our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. John chapter 6, verses 28 to 29. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. All of this also means that we put God in the first place, since that is the place that belongs to him. He is our creator and our father, and the only authority in our life. That we do not do what we think, that we respect him, that we love him, that we are humble before him, that we ask him for guidance continuously, so that we do not do what we want to do or what seems good to our own judgment and in our own eyes. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 36. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. May we be like Noah, who found grace in the sight of God and heard the voice of our Lord and followed our Lord. Please let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Therefore, it is essential to receive God's guidance and do what God indicates, because if we make wrong decisions by ourselves, these decisions can cost us dearly and can cost us eternity with God. If we let ourselves get lost and follow another voice that is not God's voice, we could lose our salvation. God sees the heart of each and every person and knows who he can mold and who simply will not submit to him. If you are so kind, let's pray to our Lord in the holy name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we thank you for your great mercy towards us. Thank you for loving us and strengthening us. Thank you for defeating our enemies. We ask you, Lord, that we will never turn away from you. We ask you, Lord, that we may always remain with you, hearing you and Please let us, like Noah, find grace in your sight and do according to all that you command us. Father, we choose life and blessing in you. Father, may we never be led astray and never bow down to a strange god. May we remain in safety in your arms, and you alone be our God forever. Amen. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you today. Please watch for our next episode. May God find you seeking His face daily. Amen. We would like to thank GospelRiver.com for crowning him with many crowns. Glory, all honor, and all praises to our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and thank you for joining us on the Royal Kingdom podcast. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Listen Notes in LA, on FM Player, and right here on our own Royal Kingdom podcast on Podbean. Please download and share with your friends and family. Once again, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on our next podcast. Have a blessed day in the holy name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.